The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We get Thursday Night Football game tonight, and it's a doozy, man. We get the Lions hosting the Packers on Amazon Prime Video, and we're going to hear Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit, and Al Michaels, he'll be juiced up for this one. There is a definite tone that Al Michaels gets when he does not want to be at the game.
Yeah.
Like, he lets everybody know if it is a game not worth his time.
He just sounds like a snooze alarm.
It really does. It really does. This game, no, we're going to get the best of Al Michaels tonight, and deservedly so. 9-3 Green Bay going to 11-1 Detroit. I've heard in your update that the Packers are winners of 7 of their last 8. That lone loss coming to the Detroit Lions.
Correct.
When they played a few weeks ago, I think it was a month ago, almost to the day, right?
What about that? Let's see here. I've got the tab up here somewhere. Yes, that was Sunday, November 3rd.
Yeah. So we're just right over a month ago today in Green Bay. And remember that game, it got away from Green Bay.
It only wound up being a 10-point result, but it wasn't that close.
Well, there was a sequence where they missed a field goal. Detroit got the ball, and they took a 10-3 lead in the second quarter, and then Jordan Love threw a pick six, and the wheels kind of fell off. Like, Detroit got a 17-3 lead, and they were real comfortable. In the final score, 24-14, not as close as that game really was throughout the course of it, because it got away after Jordan Love threw a pick six. He has cleaned up, though, and he's played really well over the last handful of games. The three games since, they've obviously rattled off 3 wins in a row and been playing lesser opponents. The thing about the Lions right now is when you go on a 10-game win streak, when you have this amount of kind of pressure, force, you're playing and you're really running up the score. You look at Taylor Decker's out, Josh Pascal out, Wuzenrike out, DJ Reader out, Mekhi Wingo's on the injured reserve, Malcolm Rodriguez got put on the IR, and that's all this week since their last Thanksgiving game, right? They are getting banged up and at all the wrong spots. This is what happens over the course of the NFL season. We say it all the time, like the war of attrition. The weeks add up. The injuries start mounting up. And you're,
well, but I think it's Tsukas always says it's a 100% injury rate, basically, in this league.
It is. Injury luck has so much to do with team success. And we see this every year where a team comes out and they go on a run. And I don't know if we've seen a team go out with the run and just the sheer dominance that we've seen of this Lions team and the way that they're beating some teams down. It's really hard to outscore your opponents. What was it? They outscored Jacksonville and Indy 76-12 in a 2-week run.
Yeah, Jacksonville 52-6 and Indy 24-6.
You
in
are
consecutive weeks.
Absolute when a 9-point game, when that anything over like a touchdown, 2-point conversion, that's a blowout in the NFL. Mm-hmm. 10-point wins are hard to come by in the NFL. Well,
and they've also got a 52-14 win over Tennessee, a 42-29 win over Seattle, 47-9 over the Cowboys.
Do it all the time.
Yeah.
Like they, and that is insanely hard to do. We know that top end, they are really good, but your depth is now being tested if you're Detroit. And this game has got so much riding on it because, look, as dominant as Detroit has been, the fact that they have, by a wide margin, the largest point differential in the NFL at plus 180, they also only have a one-game lead in the NFC North. And there's only a two-game lead over the Green Bay Packers, who are sitting third.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at this point in the year, when you look at this, you go, whoa. Usually, we look at a Thursday night game, say, short week. The great thing is, both of these teams played on Thanksgiving Thursday.
Yeah,
so they both have had a full week of rest. But you're looking at it going, all right, this is where it starts adding up, right? They had the short week the week before. Now you're sitting there going, giddy up, because it's go time in the final push of the season. We always look at the NFL calendar, too, in quarters, right? Mm-hmm. The first four games, and this is what they used to do before, is a 17-game schedule. Obviously, yes. It's a little bit different now. But now you're in that final push of the season where you're jockeying for that playoff position. There's zero margin for error in the NFC North. That's what makes this game so great.
Yeah,
is that, one, you have a team that is superior in Detroit. Like, they have been playing lights out all season long. They rattled off 10 wins in a row. They are getting bit by the injury bug right now. The war of attrition is winning against the Detroit Lions. You have a Green Bay team that is steady as they go. Jordan Love is playing more consistent football. And it's not like they didn't have success against Detroit the first time they played. Like, one thing I like about Matt LaFleur, and he gets criticized about this often, is that they are consistent with their identity and what they do. And that's like organizationally from the top down, whether it's the way they draft to the way they build their roster through free agency or lack thereof. Although there has been an uptick in recent years. Now you look at it and you say the consistency with Matt LaFleur, they still ran the ball effectively against the Detroit Lions the first time they played. They stuck to their identity, and albeit they still ended up losing by double digits in that game because of the pick six by Jordan Love. If their identity is going to be to grind out this Detroit team, Jordan Love's got to take care of the football, right?
Yes.
If they do and they come out with a win here, all of a sudden now you're looking at the final push of this regular season for Detroit. It is zero margin for error, because you could go from first to third and have a stretch of your season where you run 10 games in a row.
Yeah.
And you could finish third in your division, because they also have a meeting with the Minnesota Vikings coming up as well.
Yeah. Well, and who saw the Minnesota Vikings being at 10-2 at this point in the season, led by Sam Darnold?
Sam friggin' Darnold. Let's go, Sam Darnold.
It's good for him. You know,
I love that story. And I love that Kevin O'Connell loved up Daniel Jones after they played the New York Giants, and that Daniel Jones goes and signs with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if you can become like a quarterback reclamation home. Like, you can become the rehabilitation center for quarterbacks, like Nick Saban did for former head coaches in his coaching tree at Alabama. I don't know if that's the hill you want to live on, if that's the mountain real estate you want there,
right?
Because that's a volcano and that's going to blow up, and you're going to be what was his name? Harry Truman, right? Wasn't that the guy who lived up refused to evacuate Mount St. Helens? You get Harry Truman yourself there.
Not
Kevin
that Harry
O'Connell.
Truman.
Not the presidential one. The other one.
The other one.
The guy who refused to leave Mount St. Helens.
Yeah.
That is going to happen to you, and it's going to blow up spectacularly. But they won a lot of football games with Kirk Cousins. You're winning a lot of football games with Sam Darnold. But you're never going to have the guy that's going to pull you to playoff wins, to pull you to a championship. And that's what you're looking for in your quarterback. That's what all great markers of quarterbacks have. That's why these teams fall in love with these guys and say, all right, we're hitching our wagon to Mahomes or even Tua, the guys who you think may have it, Joe Burrow and Josh Allen, who haven't gotten to that mountaintop like Mahomes has, or like Matthew Stafford finally did. But you saw that the Rams were willing to say, we're going to hitch our wagon to Matthew Stafford because we think he's a guy who can take us there. And he was.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And he did.
He did. Sam Darnold isn't that. Kirk Cousins isn't that. Daniel Jones won't be that either. You don't want to live that life if you're Minnesota. But they are a fun damn team to watch because they are so good everywhere else. They are so good. Brian Flores in that defense, lights out.
Yeah.
The NFC North is the most fun division in football. and we thought it was going to be heading into the season. I don't think it's playing out the way we thought it would, with Minnesota being that team who's nipping on the Lions' heels.
Right.
But we have three teams that are in this hunt, and it is electric. And we get Thursday night, that gap can be closed between the Packers and the Lions. And if it doesn't, look, if the Lions do what we think they should, and they're only 3-point favorites in this game,
mm-hmm.
if
at home,
well, it's the injuries, man.
Yeah.
The injuries and the fact that Green Bay is playing really good football right now.
Mm-hmm.
If the Lions take care of it and they're at 12-1 and they knock Green Bay down one more peg, it's not like some sort of indictment and the Packers season's over by any means. But that gives them a lot of clearance that they can work with, because the Lions schedule down the stretch, Green Bay this week, Buffalo next week. I think you get the Bears wedged in there, and then the 49ers, which are reeling, and then you wrap it up with the Minnesota Vikings. Yeah. That's think about this stretch if the Niners weren't absolutely busted in their own right.
Right.
Green Bay, Buffalo, Chicago, San Francisco, Minnesota to end the year.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. This is where the rubber meets the road for the Detroit Lions, and it starts tonight in Thursday Night Football. I'm excited for it, man.
Absolutely. Yeah. That should be a good one. I'm going to be glued.
Do we think any differently of the Detroit Lions if they lose, though? Like, if this is a week where we see all of the injuries that mounted up,
mm-hmm.
they are in command. Sometimes it is you get to this point where you win 10 games in a row, and riding that high, it comes to a halt relatively quickly.
Because right.
if it doesn't happen this week, like, it's careening down the path to where next week you look at that and you say Buffalo, Detroit. Do we think any differently of the Detroit Lions if they stub their toe this evening?
I think it depends on if it's within a field goal or so, or if it becomes like a 10-plus-point loss.
See, yeah. I would tend to think, like, if it's a field goal loss, you just go, yeah.
Yeah.
Water.
Yeah.
But it almost, like, getting that kick in the shorts before that Buffalo game.
Yeah, so you really...
It may help you.
You think so?
Yeah, I think it may just kind of be that recalibration. It's going to be easy to get up for that Buffalo game.
Yes.
No doubt about it. Those are, right now, you watch those two teams, two of the three best football teams in the NFL right now. Philly's is the other one that is playing the best football right now.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City, I've said this, I know that Chiefs fans always get upset when you don't mention them. They're 11-1. They're not playing the best football in the NFL. And if you are being honest with yourself, they aren't.
No.
They're 11-1, but they're not. The three teams that are playing the best football in the NFL right now are the Lions, the Bills, and the Philadelphia Eagles. Full stop.
I will say, though, I think that you want to make sure that as the Lions, you take care of business tonight against Green Bay, because the last thing you want to do is play Buffalo next week and lose that one as well. And then all of a sudden, even after a 10-game winning streak, you've dropped two straight heading into Soldier Field.
That wouldn't be good.
That wouldn't be good.
Well, I mean, Bears right now.
Yeah, but still.
You can get the Thomas Brown bump. You can get the Thomas Brown bump.
Well, and division opponent.
Addition by subtraction. Matt Eberflus gone.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Eberflus gone. Best thing it's ever.
I think we had this discussion a couple weeks ago where you get the bump of the new coach and whatnot, and how it didn't seem to always play out as well as we thought it did. But if I remember correctly, the record was a little bit under 500.
Yeah. Because when you fire your coach, you're really bad, but
exactly.
You just play better.
But you just play better, but that when you're just under 500 in those fired coach bump games, most of those teams going into it are not just a shade under 500.
No, they're not.
So it is technically an improvement.